You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, Chris Hipkins was in Brussels to sign a free trade agreement with the European Union. The much-anticipated deal took years of negotiations, with the agreement set to lead to billions of dollars in export savings. As the agreement comes into place, more than 91% of tariffs will be removed from New Zealand goods, and 97% of New Zealand's current exports will be duty-free. There will be an immediate tariff removal on the export of New Zealand goods, such as kiwi fruit, wine, onions, apples, manuka honey and manufactured goods, as well as for almost all fish and seafood and other horticultural products. To talk more about the economic implications of this free trade agreement, I spoke to Dr. Haiping Zhang, Senior Lecturer in the Faculty of Business and Economics at the University of Auckland. What are the economic flow-ons from the trade deal that New Zealand has formed with the European Union?
So, the European Union is one of the largest trade partners of New Zealand, and it's great to have both New Zealand and the European Union sign a free trade agreement. And if you look at the trade flows between New Zealand and the European Union, it is mostly involved from New Zealand part. We export wine, fruit, dairy, and all this agricultural produces, and including medical equipment and machinery. Mechanical machineries. Well, in the meantime, we also have to emphasize that New Zealand also export to European Union through services, not only goods, but also services. So before the pandemic, we have flights to European countries. So we have the tourism, and we receive a lot of tourism from European countries. So this way, we offer tourism service to our trade partners. In the meantime, we also provide transportation services. So in the if you look at from European side, we also import a lot of goods and services from European countries. So by signing with European Union, the free trade agreement, that will allow New Zealand business to get equal access to the European market as other trade partners of European Union. So that will enhance our and export revenues and also business relationship with European countries.
Chris Hipkins announced last week that this deal would lower the cost of living. How would this work?
So if you look at, everyone should be aware of the inflation around us, not only in New Zealand, but also around other countries in the world. So during this period, it's particularly important for New Zealand to really tap on the low cost of imports. So by signing trade, European Union is one of the major countries supply goods to New Zealand. So by signing free trade agreement, New Zealand actually reduced the tariff on the European imports, but also this will reduce the cost of living for New Zealand consumers. And also if you look at the other part, when New Zealand goods can access the European Union markets with no tariff or tariff-free, that will help to boost up New Zealand exports and will generate revenue for New Zealand business. That will also help to raise revenue for New Zealand consumers or business.
In terms of opening free trade routes and supporting local businesses, how will this contribute to economic gains in Aotearoa?
So if you look at New Zealand, the trade partners, so New Zealand has the top trade partner of China, Australia, United States, and European Union. These are top four trade partners. So far, New Zealand has a free trade agreement with Australia, with China, with European Union. So the United States is the only country that New Zealand does not have a free trade agreement so far. But if you take around these trade partners of New Zealand, but the most important thing from economic point of view or from trade point of view is not only about free trade agreement, but also provide a stable environment for New Zealand business, external environment for New Zealand business to engage the suppliers to build trade relationship in the long term rather than in the short term. So this way, for example, if a New Zealand company tried to make investment and tried to build a new business facility, and they can have a foreseeable or predictable environment in the external sector. So this way they can have plan long term. So if you look at a post-pandemic economic recovery, so New Zealand government has been pushing a lot of agenda, trying to reboost the economy. And of course, New Zealand depend heavily on the external sectors, depend heavily on the international trade and also investment. So this FTA will provide a foreseeable environment for New Zealand business, both in terms of their their growth and also long-term innovation.
From your analysis, what has New Zealand done well with its free trade ventures, and what do you think still needs to be worked on in the realm of overseas business interests?
Well, New Zealand has been very active in engaging in major trade partners in the world, not only for the New Zealand point of view, but also in terms of contribute to the world trading system, the rulemaking process. So if you look around the trade negotiation among major trade partners in the world, New Zealand always has a seat on the table. In the sense that New Zealand always been creative and also actively designing the trade rules for the next generation of trade developments. For one of the example I have to mention here is that New Zealand has signed with Singapore, Chile in 2020 during the pandemic, a new type of trade agreement called DEPA, Digital Economic Partnership Agreement. So this will be one of the first, actually the first type of a trade agreement for the next generation of trade. So basically set the standard for digital trade. And New Zealand has been actively engaging their trade partners to or facilitate this kind of rulemaking process with other trade partners. So, and if you look at DEPA, DEPA has received application from China, from Canada, from South Korea, of the application for joining this DEPA. So in this way, New Zealand is not only sealing agreement with other countries in terms of free trade, they are actually setting standards for the next generation of free trade, in not only trade, but also investment. So this is one of the major contributions that New Zealand make to the world trading system. So if you look at many other dimensions, so this new type or high standard or high level trade agreement will also set standards for other countries to follow on. So this way, New Zealand actually is not only dealing with trade, but also dealing with standards, setting standards for the world trading system. So this is one of the most important things.
That was Senior Lecturer in the Faculty of Business and Economics, Dr. Haiping Zhang, talking to me about the flow-ons of New Zealand's free trade agreement with the European Union.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.